Maestro and I are here to tell you the story of Peter and the Wolf. The story begins in Russia, where a boy named Peter lived with his grandfather in a cottage with a garden surrounded by a high stone wall. There was a garden gate that led to the meadow, and not very far beyond was the great forest. Now, this is a musical story, and like all stories, it has characters. But in this story, each character is represented by an instrument in the symphony orchestra. First, the bird. She is represented by the flute. Represented by three French horns. Are represented by the woodwinds playing the hunter's march, and the kettle drums, the shooting of their guns. Peter's friend. All is quiet, chirped the bird. merrily.
Angrily
wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do? branch of the tree? And the bird was perched on another. But not too close to the cat. And the wolf stopped round and round the tree, looking up at them with fierce, greedy eyes. Meanwhile, Peter, who wasn't a bit afraid, stood behind the garden gate watching all that was going on. He ran to the cottage, found a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. Now, one of the branches of the tree around which the wolf was stalking happened to stretch out over the wall. And so, taking hold of the branch, Peter nimbly climbed from the wall up into the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle round the wolf's head, but be careful, don't let it catch you." Touched the wolf's nose with her wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at her from this side and that. How that little bird annoyed the wolf, and oh, how the wolf was desperate to catch her. But the bird was swift and clever, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Peter made a lasso with the rope, and carefully letting it down, he caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump about wildly, trying to get loose. hunters came out of the forest. Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they went. queer pot. Of his own compositions, including three operas, a couple of symphonies, and a lot of piano music. Prokofiev was the youngest student they had ever accepted. Prokofiev spent the next 10 years at the conservatory in St. Petersburg. He was wildly interested in modern music, and his professors often would throw up their hands at what he composed. But by the time he graduated with the top piano prize at the age of 23, he was already a published composer. Not to be stopped by the First World War, Prokofiev traveled to London and Paris, giving concerts as a piano soloist and performing his own music. He returned to Russia, but in 1917, on the eve of the bloody Russian Revolution, Prokofiev headed east to America, taking the train to Vladivostok, then the boat to Japan, and on to San Francisco. There, he borrowed $300 and took the train to New York. Prokofiev wasn't the first Russian composer to arrive in America. Americans had loved Tchaikovsky when he came for the opening of Carnegie Hall in 1891, and Stravinsky's fame in Paris had traveled across the Atlantic. But Prokofiev did not compose romantic music like the Nutcracker Ballet. Just throwing ink at the page. Nevertheless, audiences flocked to his concerts, and many influential people asked him to compose new music for them. He spent 2 years in America, but in the 1920s, every artist wanted to be in Paris, and Prokofiev was no exception. He had fallen in love with a Spanish singer, and together they headed for France. Once there, he composed and performed all over Europe. He had two children with Nina and was, by all standards, a success. And then something almost unimaginable happened. Prokofiev was homesick. He did not care that there was a terrible dictator in Russia.
horror, in 1936, Prokofiev moved his family back to Moscow. The government had offered him an apartment, a car, and a salary, and he moved back. Shortly after they arrived in Russia, Prokofiev took his two sons to a performance at the Moscow Children's Theater. The director spotted the famous composer in the audience, and after the performance, she approached him. "Wouldn't you like to compose a work to introduce children to the symphony orchestra?" she asked. She recommended a young poet as friend to write the text, and Prokofiev agreed. But when the young lady appeared with the entire story written in rhyme, Prokofiev threw her out of his apartment and wrote the story himself. He completed the story and piano score for Peter and the Wolf in just 1 week, and orchestrated it the following week. In 2 weeks, Prokofiev had created a work that has been loved by people all over the world ever since. Why do we like Peter and the Wolf, no matter how many times we listen to it? Part of it is the wonderful musical score, a score that is complex enough for adults to find interesting, and a challenge for any symphony orchestra to play. Part of it is that the hero is a child, a boy with courage to face danger, and the ability to be quickly on his feet and find a clever solution to the problem. But if you want to know what I think it is because we can see both sides of the story. The grandfather was right. The wolf might have eaten Peter if he had not been both lucky and clever. But on the other hand, if Peter had not disobeyed his grandfather, it might never have caught the wolf, and it might never have made it to the zoo.
Character in the story also has his own music. and the duck, and they weren't played by their instruments at all. If Prokofiev had not been such a good composer, he might have let the words tell the story and just played the themes whenever the character appeared. But Prokofiev is telling a story with music. So when something new happens to a character, the music changes also. The most important theme, Peter's theme, is changed several times. In the beginning, it introduces Peter. When the bird is distracting the wolf for Peter, the flute plays Peter's theme in a very agitated fashion. Composition is like a piece of fabric. It needs to be woven together. Composers do this in many ways, but one fun way is with quatuplets. A quatuplet is when a composer figures out how to have two different tunes or themes played together at the same time to make a new piece of music. Listen to how Prokofiev wove Grandfather's theme and the cat's theme. About. But he really composed a story in music that hardly needs the words. I'd like you to listen again and see if you can tell what's happening in the story just from the music.
Thank you. Tokyo, with 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org. Children's Arts Network, ICAM, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookbeat Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAM, poetry, story time, and music for kids.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9. KQOC